A mulher é um jogo difícil de acertar.
Samba, of course, was mixed race music, with its roots in both Africa and Europe. And promoting samba suited the Vargas policy of encouraging Brazilian unity by celebrating ethnic integration. And yet, throughout the 1930s, Vargas continued to develop strong links with European fascist states, including Nazi Germany, where such ideas would surely have horrified those who believed in Aryan supremacy.
7 da noite em Brasília, horário brasileiro de verão.
In January 1936, there was a special edition of the radio program Hora do Brasil, broadcast directly from Brazil to Nazi Germany. It included government-approved songs written by black musicians.
A very important part of the show was the samba music from the samba schools. And I always think about the Nazi German listening to that kind of very black, very African, Brazilian music.
President Vargas made samba respectable, and it was now appropriated by middle-class Brazilians. Old-style sambas about malandros were still popular in the poor black parts of town, but were now officially censored. The middle class favored a more melodic, sophisticated style, samba canção, and songs that praise the glory and the beauty of Brazil. Samba's broad new appeal was helped by exceptional composers like Ary Barroso, the son of a lawyer, whose Aquarela do Brasil, Watercolor of Brazil, became almost a national anthem. Unlike carnival samba, or samba enredo, samba canção could be sung by individuals as well as massed bands.